Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. In the body of Christ, the strong help the weak, and the healthy help the ailing. No one has to face life's tough times alone. Today, some practical help on how we can support each other in times of need. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Turn with us to Romans chapter 12 as we continue a series on finding where you fit. Dr. Lutzer is talking about finding your priorities and tells us how the body of Christ can be a place of healing.
When you have a broken bone, it has to be set tenderly. You don't want somebody to take a crowbar and to try to set it. And we're in the bone setting business. So if you've fallen, we want to restore you. If you have a disease, we want to heal you by giving you the right nutrients, by giving you the right vitamins, through the right teaching, through the right fellowship, through the right interaction in our Sunday schools, in the ABF, in the small groups, in the choir. In all of our relationships, what we want to do is to help you be healed. Now, sometimes the body has a malignancy, and those are some cells that have just decided that they're going to do their own thing and not think of the good of the body. And that malignancy, such as cancer, these are healthy cells, but they no longer are acting for the good of the body. What they're saying to themselves is, we're going to do our own thing and we're going to become strong in ourselves. Now, that's why there are times when the body needs church discipline. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 regarding a man who needed discipline and the church was overlooking it. He says, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. So get rid of that man. Not getting rid of him permanently, but to restore him, cut yourself off from him and excommunicate him from the church. So that's a part of our responsibility too. You see, what God is saying is that we need each other. We need to submit, we need to serve, and then we need to support. Be devoted to one another, rejoice with them that rejoice, and weep with them that weep, and bring everybody along as the body grows. Today in your bulletin, you have a statement of our vision for Moody Church, and I hope that you take it home and memorize it. It is to be known in Chicago as a caring, culturally diverse community, and a lot of weight rests on that word community. Because this isn't simply an ordinary community. This is a community that has been bonded together by Christ himself. And that we might represent Christ through a clear witness, quality ministries, and individual lifestyles. Don't overlook that. Because there is such a thing as the church gathered, but there is also the church scattered. The church gathered on Sunday. The church scattered on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. And that's where ministry happens. That's where there is the fire of God in the life of Moody Church. Remember when Jesus went to his hometown and he took the scroll from the synagogue and he began to read? Isn't it instructive as to what the people said? They didn't have any complaint about what he was reading, but what they said was, why is he doing that? This is the carpenter's son. Carpenters aren't supposed to read the Bible. This is for the priests. Now, my friend, today, the average person in the city of Chicago thinks this. Why are you talking about God and you're just a carpenter? Pastors and priests are supposed to be doing that. But I want you to know today that no matter what we preach, no matter what we sing, no matter what happens within this building, we will never impact the city of Chicago for Christ until there is a vision of every single person believing that he or she has been planted by God in their community and in their vocation to represent Jesus Christ. until every carpenter knows that he is a carpenter for Christ, until every banker knows that he is a banker for Christ, until every hospital worker knows that he or she works there for Christ, until every hairdresser knows that he or she is there for Jesus Christ, we will never enliven the city of Chicago, and the city will never talk about Christ, because we are his representatives. Have you ever noticed this? Turn to Acts, which is a book just before the book of Romans, and let's look at verse 1. The book of Acts, verse 1. Now, the book of Acts was written by Luke, just as the book of Luke was written by Luke. But notice what Luke says in verse 1 of Acts. He says, "The first account I have composed, Theophilus." Theophilus, that word means lover of God. That would be a nice name to name a son, Theophilus. "About all that Jesus began both to do and to teach." What he's saying is, I wrote the book of Luke to tell you the things that Jesus began to do and to teach. Now, the book of Luke ends with the ascension. Could it be that what Jesus Christ began, he doesn't finish? Did he begin something and then end it halfway? No. The book of Acts is a continuation of what Jesus began, both to do and to teach. You see, the body of Jesus Christ, the physical body that was raised from the dead, is now in heaven. But Christ says, I am on earth just as surely as I was during my incarnation, because I am now there in the lives of my people, and they are my body, and they continue to do and to teach what I began. And you read it in the book of Acts, and then you read it through 2,000 years of church history with varying degrees of success and failure. The church continues the work of Christ. My friend today, will you remember that you have been created by God for his glory? You have been saved for his glory, and now you represent Christ for his glory, wherever you may work, serve, or live. You represent him. So Paul is saying, first of all, submit yourself to God. Submit yourself to God. Give your body to God. Simply say, Lord, all that I am, all that I have, all that I ever hope to be, I give to you. And if there are some mountains in your life that you think God cannot overcome, I want you to see today that God is greater than those mountains of limitation, greater than those mountains of sin. God is greater. You submit. Secondly, God wants you to serve. Find out what your gift is, but then you support. Support. Let there be no person who has broken a bone, but that there is someone who is willing to help be restored. Let there be no person who is lonely or feels rejected, but that someone is willing to make them a part of the circle again. We support, recognizing that the purpose of it all is that we might glorify God through representing him when the church is scattered. Gathered today, scattered tomorrow. Some of you may know the story of the church in Berlin, the Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church, built in honor of Kaiser Wilhelm I, in which you can go and you can see reliefs of the Kaiser and Christ together, because in those days the nationalism of Germany was such that it was believed that those who died in World War I were actually martyrs for Jesus Christ. But nevertheless, the church was terribly bombed during the war, and you'll never understand the extent to which the bomb damage really happened unless you see a picture of how it originally looked, and only really a part, the part that supports the steeple, is still there. And the people of Berlin decided that they would not restore the church completely. They would allow all the bomb damage to be there as a memorial to World War II, with a hope that it would never happen again. In the church, there is a statue of Christ, which during the bombing fell, and his right arm was broken off. And they were going to restore the statue, and finally they decided, no, we won't. And they haven't. You can go there to Berlin today, and you can see the statue. Christ stands there, but without a right arm. Is what the people wanted to say is that we are his arm. We are his arm. And that's the bottom line. We are his body. We are his arm. If anyone is going to minister to unwed mothers, we are the ones who are going to be doing that. If anyone is going to be ministering to single mothers whose husbands have left them, we are the ones who are going to do the ministry because we are Christ to that person. If anyone is going to minister to those who are broken in body and broken in spirit and helplessly addicted, we are going to be doing the ministering because we are the hand of Christ, his body. If anyone is going to have to know the good news of the gospel and how they can connect to God and become a part of him, we are going to do that because we are his body. And tomorrow morning, I'm going to think about the members of Moody Church, and my heart is going to well up with praise and gratitude to God, knowing that the church gathered is now the church scattered with not just a representative of Jesus Christ located here singing the songs and listening to the message, but we are now scattered throughout greater Chicago, everywhere, being Christ, being the body, energizing, giving life, restoring, and blessing. That is our calling. And when we find where we fit, we'll die without regrets. Oh, my friend, I hope that that is true of all of us, that we are committed to the body, committed to Christ, yes, but committed to God's purpose in the world, to be his hands, to be his feet, to be the kind of people who are transforming our communities. Because when you stop to think of it, Jesus was unique because of where he went. He went to places that no one else was willing to go to. We think of Jesus because of what he said. The Bible says that words of healing, gracious words, came out of his mouth. He went to the places that were of greatest need, to the people who were of greatest need. And if we could just simply reproduce that and get out of our comfort zones and begin to take some risks in terms of friendship and evangelism, I believe that it would be very, very transforming. Well, before I end today, I have one suggestion to apply this. Why don't you invite someone over and show them hospitality? Invite them over for dinner or take them out for dinner. I'm talking about your neighbors and your friends that you don't know very well. Build bridges for the cause of the gospel and for our Lord Jesus Christ.
Erwin Lutzer has now concluded Finding Your Priorities, the third message in a series on finding where you fit. Next time, Pastor Lutzer turns our attention toward the motivation of love. All four Finding Where You Fit messages can be yours on CD, sent as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001.
My friend, let me help you imagine that you are holding our hands and together we are running the race of life. If you want to know how you can do that in a better way, go to moodymedia.org and click on Endurance Partners. In that way, you are indeed joining hands with us as we share the good news of the gospel with multitudes.
Thank you, Dr. Lutzer. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.